While the mind pursued one clutch of enemies, the body dealt with another. She wielded her weapons with a dancer's grace and the deadliness of a demigoddess. At first there had been an exhilaration, realizing she was approaching a state she had not achieved in ages, except by the path of its tantric cousin, last night. And then she went over into the perfect calm, the mystic separation of self and flesh that actually melded into a greater, more illuminated and deadly whole. There was no fear in that state, nor any other emotion. It was like being in the deepest meditation, where the self wandered a field of glimmering insights, yet the flesh performed its deadly tasks with a precision and perfection that left the dead mounded about her and her terrible mount. The enemy wrestled with one another to stay away from her. Her allies fought to get into the safety of the vacuum surrounding her. Though the right wing had begun to collapse, one stubborn rock formed. The self reflected on memories of illuminations won during the night from a pair of bodies, sweating, straining together, on her absolute amazement during and after. Her life had been one of absolute self-control, yet time and again the flesh had gone beyond any hope of control, at her age. And she looked at Croker again, now harried by his enemies, and the shadow crept into the killing perfection and showed her why she had denied herself for so long. She thought of loss, and loss mattered. Mattering intruded upon the self, distracting it. It wanted to take control of the flesh, to force things to transpire according to its desires. She started forcing her way toward Croker, the knot of men around her moving with her. But the enemy could sense that she was no longer the terrible thing she had been, that she was now vulnerable. They pressed in. One by one, her companions fell. Then she saw the arrow strike Croker and drop him at the foot of the standard. She shrieked and spurred her mount over friend and foe alike. Her pain and her rage only carried her into a mass of enemies who attacked from every direction. She cut some, but others dragged her off her rearing steed and harried the beast away. She fought with skill and desperation against poorly trained opponents, but the ineptness of her enemies was not enough. She heaped bodies, but they drove her down to her knees. A wave of chaos swept over that fight within the battle, men fleeing, men pursuing, and when it passed, all that could be seen of her was one arm protruding from a pile of corpses. Chapter 42. That Stump. Lying mostly on my back, clinging to the haft of the lance with my left hand, the standard flapping and the Shadow Master flopping overhead, I don't think the arrow hit anything vital, but the son of a bitch went through my breastplate and me, too. I think there are a couple inches sticking out in back. What the hell happened to the spells protecting me? I never been hit this bad before. Couple of crows up with the Shadow Master, amusing themselves, trying to get his eyes. Four or five prowling around down here, not bothering me, act like they're standing guard. Bunch showed up a while ago when some enemy troops came after the standard, piled all over them till they went away. Ah, that damned arrow hurts.